Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Yeah. It's Mark Dondero on WEEI.
All right, welcome in. I'm Mark Dondero with you here on WEEI as we get set for the big one tonight, baby. This is it. Big one tonight. Game 6 in Miami. Thank you, Stiz, for bringing me into this track.
Let's go.
I love it. Even though there is a keen Pat Riley Heat reference in it, that's okay. We don't have any, I don't know any Celtics references in marquee rap songs. But this is a great night. Memorial Day weekend, beautiful day, huge night for the Celtics. And we're going to get into that because I can't wait for this game. I've been thinking a lot about what we're going to see, what we need to see, what's going to happen, the mindset, the mentality leading into it, all of the above. And I'm going to start with this. Okay, there's a lot of things that need to happen. There are a lot of angles we can take. The first thing, though, that I am ready for, the first thing that I've been asking myself, what would I rather, and I guess this will be the theme of this show, this question here and answer. What would I rather see come out guns a-blazing tonight? Jason Tatum or the Celtics defense? Both critical, both massive in terms of the success or potential success that the Celtics are going to have in this game. I'm going to answer that question. But the first thought I have about this matchup tonight refers to what I've been saying since January, and I'm on the record. And I think it's going to come down to it tonight, and I'm fearful that it's going to end the Celtics season tonight. I think the Celtics are going to have to win a close game tonight. It's been something they've had issues with since October and the Cavs in those early games against Donovan Mitchell and that upstart Cavs team. Winning games when they are close down the stretch. And I think it's going to have to happen tonight. Winning a championship obviously isn't easy, and the Celtics never make it easier than it needs to be. They have already made it hard by going down 3-0 in the series. But tonight's the night. And if they're really worthy of being champions, without over-dramatizing it, it has to start tonight, and they have to overcome something that has really given them problems tonight. That's my initial take on this game. Can they do that and convert tonight in that spot? They've done it. Jason Tatum did it in Philadelphia in game 6. That wasn't this, though. The Philadelphia 76ers, as good as they were, as problematic as they were for the Celtics in that series, they weren't the Miami Heat. They were never in the head of the Celtics like the Miami Heat are. This is a different animal tonight when you're talking about this Heat team and Jimmy Butler, who they know, who we know, can close. And I have thoughts on Jimmy Butler. We could talk about Jimmy Butler. Talked about Jimmy Butler last week, and we'll really, really get into Jimmy Butler if they lose this game, the Heat. Okay? Because that's an entirely different narrative that this country needs to unearth on Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat if they lose today. But we're not there yet. Okay? They've got to find a way, the Celtics do, to win a close game. I just don't see. I'm playing the odds here. And you'll be happy to know that I am going to, after this show, put in a money line bet on the Heat like I did last time, and that's almost a guaranteed Celtics win, so you're welcome. The Celtics, if you play the odds, they go down 3-0. They've essentially been in control. I know halftime, you know, early in the second half of game 4 was dicey. They went down 9. But then they gained control, and they were really in control down the stretch of that game, were able to win that game. If they're going to find a way to win this series, I don't think they cruise to four straight wins. I just don't see it. The odds are against them. It's unlikely, no matter who you're playing, especially when you're playing the Heat. They're gritty, and they're going to give you their best tonight. We can all expect that. We know that's coming. You got to find a way to sack up and get it done. That it's as simple as that. And I'm not looking for, as much as I'm looking forward to this game, I'm not looking forward to this game. You know what I mean? I'm just not looking forward to being in that spot, because the Celtics have not had success in that spot. I have a little bit of hope because of Game 6 in Philly and how it unfolded. Now, I don't remember exactly what they were down in that game. We can give it a quick look there. In terms of how they finished the game, though, I think they're going to have to go right at it. They're going to have to go right at it and figure out a way to get it done in a spot that has made them uncomfortable all year. It comes down to that, and I'm convinced of that. Convinced of that. They were down two in Philly. They were down two with 4:15 to go when Jason Tatum hit a big three there in the eye of, I forget if that was Embiid or Harris or somebody. If it comes down to that situation tonight, that's as bad as it gets for me. That's as nervous as I'll get, because I don't think that's the situation that they feel comfortable in. And I think we are destined for that type of outcome finish tonight. So there it is. You want to do it? You want to become champion? I always think back to this. I thought this was a great illustration of what these moments are like. And it was from the Celtics. It was authored by a Boston Celtic at the time, and his name was Sam Cassell. And I remembered from the 2008 championship DVD or whatever it was, but they were in a point in that Lakers game, game four, NBA finals, the huge comeback they had. They were down 24, huge comeback. And it was Sam Cassell saying, this is how hard it is. He was yelling. They were talking about that in the video and the little documentary. This is how hard it is to win a championship. Cassell yelling from the bench. And this is one of those moments. Now, obviously, they've had moments like this. They've persevered through moments like this, which gives me hope. But I think this is really where it's going to happen tonight. Okay, because, you know, the pressure is on Miami, but it's not off the Celtics. You know, they still have to find a way. You know, if they lose, it's over. If the Heat lose, they still have another chance. And by the way, Game 7, I would not want any part of if I'm Miami, obviously. But let's not act like it's a foregone conclusion. You know, the Celtics could lose that game. I don't think they will. But I'm not going to act as if the season is over for Miami if they lose tonight. You really don't want to be in that position. Really, you don't want to. But it's not impossible. Okay? And we'll see how that transpires if it comes to that. But tonight it's going to be about finding a way in a close game to get it done. That's what they're going to have to do. And that I think starts with Jason Tatum. You know, he's been criticized, rightfully so, for some playoff performances, most notably the start of this series. But if you turn it around, the guy, let's see how this one ends up. If they ever win this series and come all the way back, it's going to happen with Jason Tatum making plays. It's going to happen with Jason Tatum playing at his best. You're not going to come back from down 3-0 without Tatum balling out. Maybe you can get away with it in one of the games, but I wouldn't count on that, especially with the pressure you'll feel down the stretch of a game without Tatum playing well. If that happens, Tatum will rewrite his entire legacy right here and now. Again, another conversation that's looming, but Jason Tatum has quietly almost put together a very nice playoff series of events here, of a playoff resume for this 2023 run. And I'll remind you that Jimmy Butler, who is Mr. Playoff, Mr. Jimmy Buckets, Himmy Butler, all those things, in the games that the Celtics lost, check that, in the games that the Heat lost last year, and remember, they lost the series. They didn't win that series. And in fact, they lost Game 7 at home to the Celtics. But in the games they lost leading up to that Game 7 loss, Jimmy Butler was not good. He was good in the games they won, but they ultimately, the Heat lost the series, okay? And Jimmy Butler in the games they did lose earlier in that series was really not good. But we can't talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about that. You can't say that about Jimmy Butler. Himmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, Mr. Playoff. He does it all. He's the best. He elevates his game. Michael Jordan side-by-sides on Twitter. Please. Jason Tatum is every bit the player of Jimmy Butler's caliber. We know that. And has accomplished just as much, if not more, than Jimmy Butler in less time. Thank you very much. And somebody needs to remind him of that again before this game, Game 6. Remind him of that again. I saw Jimmy Butler the other night. I think it was game, I forget which one it was, game 4. Right up in the grill of the official, whining and complaining. Nobody said anything. Jimmy Butler doesn't do that. Now, I understand that's not the Heat culture. It's more the Celtics culture to be complaining. More on that in a second. But Butler does it. Butler has bad turnovers, ugly turnovers. And I expect Jimmy Butler to play well tonight. I do. I have a ton of respect for Butler. I think he's going to bring his best. You know his mentality will be right. Will the Celtics? I think it will. I think it has to be. And I have reason to believe that it will be. Now, actions speak louder than words. They're going to have to win a close game tonight. That's been something that's bothered them. That's not been their forte all year. I think tonight it comes to a head, and they're going to have to rise up and go right into the fire if they want to come out and have that opportunity. A history at a Game 7, at advancing to the NBA Finals, everything that you could want if you're a Celtics fan or a Celtics player. You just can't start fantasizing too early. They're not there yet. Game 7, I think those doors open. You can start thinking about all the glory and all the comeback, all the things associated with the epic comeback that you could potentially execute if you win tonight. You can't start thinking about those things tonight. Tonight is going to be the toughest test they face, maybe in the last few years, in terms of a one-off, one-game situation. Luckily, they feel like, or I feel like they know that, and they're ready for it, at least based on what they're saying, and we'll get into that. All right, a lot to get to here. Again, who would you rather see come out of the gate hot tonight? Jason Tatum or the Celtics defense? Both entities, players, incredibly important to the success of this team. Which do you need more, and which do the Celtics need more tonight? I'm Mark Dondero with you on WEEI. Let's get it trending with Stiz.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
That's right, it's winner go home once again for the Celtics as they'll be in Miami to take on the Heat for Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip-off is set for 8:30 tonight. You heard Dondero speaking about it earlier, how the team is comfortable in chaos. Jason Tatum spoke with the media earlier. This is what he had to say regarding that.
And our ability to come together, figure things out when it's not necessarily looking good for us. It's unlike any team I've been on this year and last year. You know, just the core group of guys of, you know, being able to respond. And I think that's just a test to our togetherness. You know, obviously how bad we want it. And we got room full of determined, tough guys that, you know, push come to shove. You know, you look to the left and the right and you believe that, you know, the guy next to you is going to do whatever it takes.
Push comes to shove, Mark. Look to your left, look to your right. They say they got it.
Whatever they need. Get them, have it out there tonight. Whatever they want to say.
Malcolm Brogdon is questionable for the Celtics. And don't forget, the Celtics are 4-0 in elimination games this postseason. The Red Sox snapped their four-game losing streak last night. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 in Arizona. Chris Sale got his fifth win of the year. He went 5 innings, allowed 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and struck out 3. They'll run it back tonight. First pitch at 7:15. Garrett Whitlock will return to the mound for your Boston Red Sox after being on the injured list for over a month. Don't forget, we'll have all the action for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Joe Whale will get you ready for the game starting at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. And in NFL news, Jeff Howe of The Athletic is reporting that the Patriots are expected to pursue wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday afternoon. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mark Dondero on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Yeah. You out of earth.
Where is the belief right now that this truth?
We feel good. I think the belief is strong. Obviously, we got to take reality into our own hands. We got to leave the chance out of it and come out and play hard. We're going to expect that they're going to come out with like the best mindset they probably will have all year. They're going to try to be physical. They're going to try to take the ball. They're going to try to be rough. And we got to be mentally tough and mentally strong to persevere through it. You know, we might not get calls tonight. On the road, it might be a hostile environment. We got to be ready for all those outcomes. And we've been in this situation before, so I think we have an experience with it. But at the end of the day, you got to come out and play.
Are you guys watching?
All right, that's good, Sticks, because that's the bite right there that I wanted to address right there. Welcome back here, WEI, Mark Dondero with you, 617-779-7937. Jaylen Brown apparently, evidently, has his mind right. Based on what I just heard there with Abby Chin, I think that was from Shoot Around today, earlier today, this afternoon, whenever. That appears to be Jaylen Brown with his mind right. A couple keys there that I heard that I liked. Okay, number one, verbalizing that you're going to get the best of the Miami Heat. Yes, you have to accept that. You have to be ready for that. You have to expect that. That has to be something at the forefront of your mind because when it happens, you can't get knocked off your spot. The second thing that he said specifically to Abby that I like to hear, he mentioned the officials and that they might not get the calls. What does that mean to me? That means no complaining. Thank you. That's another big thing that I think would behoove them to eliminate as best they can, especially tonight in this game. You can't get caught up in the officiating and the calls, lack of calls, all the things that we know the Celtics team has had a tendency to get preoccupied with. Cannot happen tonight. So to hear that, that makes me feel good. Again, actions speak louder than words. But it at least feels like they've discussed that and they've been open about that. They have to be ready for Miami's best and they have to expect that. So when it happens, when there is a run, they're ready to deal with it, and that's not something that's going to knock them off their spot because they don't have time for that. This is going to be their toughest test. Miami, a hard-nosed, hardcore team with a fearless leader, is going to be as desperate as we've ever seen them tonight. And that, honestly, just from a neutral observer's perspective, and I'm not a neutral observer because I'm rooting for the Celtics, but if you are a neutral observer or looking at it from a blimp view, that's going to be fascinating. to see how they play in this spot. This is clearly the most pressure the Miami Heat have been in during these playoffs. Unequivocally, you can't even debate it. They went up 3-1 against the Bucks, and Giannis was a little banged up, injured, whatever. They ended up closing out the series. I think they won that 4-1. They won it in five games. They go up 3-1 against the Knicks. They lose game five. They win in six. So, yes, that series went six games, but it was on the Heat were on schedule the whole time. You know what I mean? They took game one in New York. They lost the game that Jimmy Butler didn't play, got hurt, tweaked the ankle. Then they won the next two, went up 3-1. Okay, they lost game five in New York, but then came home, closed it out in game six, no problem. This is different. This is the first time during these playoffs they've lost back-to-back games. They have a game seven in Boston looming. Even though I don't think it's a guaranteed Celtics win, I do think, obviously, if you're the Heat, you don't want any part of that. And not just that. You wouldn't want any part of that anyway. But you have it looming on the heels of a 3-0 lead you had in the series. That's even more pressure than normal if you were tied 2-2, go up 3-2, and then lose game six and have to go to Boston for game seven. That pressure is enough. Forget about when you were leading the series 3-0. Okay, because I'm telling you right now, the narrative needs to change if that happens. And it probably won't. You know, the country, the national media, they won't change the narrative. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler, if he allows that, the ultimate closer, the ultimate playoff dog, he can't allow that to happen. You know, I didn't even know what to think the other day. What did he come in singing to the press conference? That was, if I was a Heat fan, that would have rattled me. That's him going above and beyond, trying to act way too cool for school there. Way too, nothing bothers me. I'm not bothered. What? I'm not rattled at all.
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, that's trying way too hard there. So I'll call him out if that's what I didn't even see. I saw the clip of him singing. I didn't realize he entered the press conference singing. Whatever. I'm just saying Celtics need to remind themselves that Jimmy Butler is not somebody, he's not some all-time great legend that can't, you know, you can't penetrate whatsoever. This isn't Larry Bird. It's not LeBron James in his prime. This isn't Michael Jordan. This isn't even Dwayne Wade. It's Jimmy Butler. Elevates his game, but has had plenty of bad performances against you. You got to remember that. Now, would it behoove the Celtics for Tatum or the defense to shine early on in this game? Obviously, both would be nice. But if I had to pick one that I'm leaning on, the answer to me is not even hard to answer. It's the defense. And I know how important a star is. And I feel it's not a blowout, but I need that defense. I'm going to tell you why. I was thinking about this during game five. Not only does the defense create stops and create a mentality that you need, and this was apparent right off the bat or from the jump in game five, really. I forget exactly what the score was, but it was early on. And I don't know if you remember, Stiz, if you remember anybody out there, Marcus Smart diving on the floor for a loose ball. That right there, it said to me, this is the type of effort and energy that I need in this game all night. And I got it.
Even Jason Tatum said at the post game after that, he was like, man, when I tell you how much that fired me up, you know what I mean? So it's like it has a ripple effect on everyone.
Of course it does. And that just right there, you weren't sure, especially after the sleepy start to game three and they're back against the wall again. You didn't know. You just didn't know. They had a little success in game four. They won that game. Would the urgency continue? Who's going to step up? That play right there was a big one for me. That defense not only creates the tone, sets the tone. Obviously, you get stops, you can create easy buckets. We know that too. But you know what else I thought of during that game? And I'm sure other people have thought of this, but it really hit me during that game in game five with the defense. The best part maybe for me, because my biggest concerns with the Celtics have always been between the ears. Jason Tatum, you know, Jaylen Brown, free throws late in game. Sometimes he has a tendency to clench up and misses some key free throws. That happens occasionally. But between the ears is always my concern with the Celtics more than really anything else. But what it showed me the other night when they were really playing defense and balling out, I really think it allowed the Celtics to play with freedom offensively. Why? Because if you're playing, and I understand that playing tough, hard defense takes energy out of you And it's tough to do. You hope they're conditioned enough to do it at this point. They're professional. But what it showed me was, hey, this three-pointer doesn't need to go down because we can get a stop. We don't need every shot to go in if we're getting stops. And we saw this a little bit in the Philadelphia series. We saw this early on in the Heat series, obviously, even, you know, in Atlanta at times. It's going to happen occasionally. But too much, too often, it was the Celtics. If they went a few possessions without a basket, you felt like they were screwed and they were going to build or dig themselves into a hole that was going to be tough to climb out of. Why? Because that defense hasn't been there. And that's not something that's sustainable when you're down 3-0. And obviously they've known that, but there's still two wins to go. And I'll tell you, I'm getting a little nervous with, you know, where we're going here in terms of the history. And later in that soundbite, Jaylen Brown talks about, I think the last thing he says is they're on the doorstep of history's on their doorstep and they could answer that. It's too early for that talk. It's too early for that conversation for me. Because I think when you get into that type of mentality, you stop thinking, you stop looking at the one game at a time thing. You start thinking too big picture and you start fantasizing about it. You're not there yet. You can't do that yet. I mean, the fans can if they want. I wouldn't recommend it, but the players certainly can't. It still has to be one game, one thing at a time. And maybe it, you know, maybe I think they're going to be ready and locked in tonight. But you cannot start thinking about what happens if they win this series and all the things people will say and what it would mean in history to be the first team to come back 0-3. I mean, the Celtics are absolutely elite at making it harder than it needs to be. Maybe the best of all time. And this would be the ultimate making it harder than it needs to be scenario. You go down 3-0 to a one seed, or check that, as a one seed to an eight seed, and you find a way to battle. I mean, wow. I just don't feel like, I wish we never were in this scenario. So I'm not going to get too excited that they've won two games. And I actually agree with, you know, Kendrick Perkins came on, I think it was after game five, one of the ESPN shows maybe, and said as much. He said as much that, what are we saying here? It's nice they've won two games, but they were favored in this series. And are we really supposed to celebrate two wins? That I mean, give them credit. I'm not here to poo-poo what they've done and how they've turned it around at all. But they were favored in this series. They are the better team on paper talent-wise. They haven't done anything yet. I think everybody needs to remember that, too. And I think the players need to remember that, too. Let's talk to Joe and Randolph on the Celtics. Joe's gone.
Sorry, he must have just dropped it. Right. I went to take his call.
That's the thing that they need to remember. They still have. I just feel like we're getting a little bit. The vibe out there is a little bit too celebratory. It's dangerous. But, hey, give them credit. They've earned at least the momentum and the excitement that they've generated. That's something the Celtics have earned and generated themselves. It's a matter of, can you convert that into a productive outing tonight? Go out there and execute, which I do expect them to do. I just think it's going to be a close game. And I think they're going to have to overcome that to win this series. I just refuse to believe. I just cannot imagine they're going to have two more games of what we saw in game five. I cannot believe that. I'd be shocked if that happened. It's not impossible. You know, I mean, once upon a time, I think it was 2014, the year the Patriots beat the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. 2014, they came out, the Patriots did, and won three playoff games, three big games against tough teams and good teams. And I don't think Steven Goskowski trotted out for one meaningful field goal in all three games. So those things could happen. But to think you're going to go through the Heat and just dominate them like you did game five for two more games, can't see it. All right, I think we got Joe and Randolph back. Let's give him a try. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Mark. I'm sorry my phone blew up.
No problem.
Okay, I just want to answer your question, whether the Celts need to come out hot with offense or big defense. I think the Celts need to come out hot, score lots of points, and take Big Mo away from Florida. My only concern is that Florida has a team leader who's stepping up hard. The Celtics seem to have a bunch of prima donnas on the floor.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. And I don't think I'd agree with you in that regard, Joe, because they have shown their ability to step up and, you know, be productive in these situations. I see what you're saying, and I agree. They have to start fast and take momentum out of the sails of Florida, the Florida Heat down there. But, yes, that's huge. I'm just trying, and I don't want to minimize what it would mean if Jason Tatum came out and did that. That's what he did the other night, despite the fact that he only had, what, 21 points? That's what he did the other night. He came out, and just because he was making shots, I thought that put everyone else at ease. That was huge. I just think a defensive effort tonight would be a little bit bigger because I think it does a little bit more. Jason Tatum, if he goes off, you could still win that way. But I just don't want to get into a situation where Miami is scoring, what, Miami's threes are falling, and the Celtics can't get stops. It's so maddening. Earlier in the series, they couldn't get stops. But, I mean, for crying out loud, you literally had Caleb Martin playing like Kobe Bryant. I mean, this isn't an exaggeration. For those couple games, he was Kobe Bryant. He's not Kobe Bryant. But do you remember Jackie Bradley Jr. in the 2018 ALCS? In that series, he was Shohei Ohtani or Ken Griffey Jr., whatever you want to say, for that series. For this series, early on especially, Caleb Martin was Kobe Bryant. And when he trailed off a little bit, he was Vince Carter. I mean, way above his head. Finally, it's starting to look like he's sort of cooling off. But yes, the Celtics need to deliver a message because I'll tell you this. If there is a close game, they're going to win. Or at least they have a better chance of winning, and this is going to come as no surprise, it's going to be the game where maybe they're leading and it gets tight late and they have to find a way to hold on or stave off a Heat comeback. I'd obviously much rather play that game than being down three with a minute 47 left or being down two with 40 seconds left, or being down five with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left. That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't know if they can hit the big, timely shots to overcome a situation like that. If it's going back and forth, that's where the Celtics are most vulnerable to me. And yes, if they can do what they do best and get off to a hot start and see the shots go down, that would be ideal. But I don't know if that can be something we can expect tonight. And if it does happen, are the Heat going to step up and make their shots and play the way that they expect to play in this spot? They're going to have as much desperation as we've seen them have. And I'm fascinated to see what that looks like, honestly. Maybe they'll surprise us and they'll be playing out of their ass and they won't play well. They'll be trying too hard. They'll get a little too tight. You know, that whole thing that the Celtics were talking about, what was it, game three, game two, they wanted it too bad, so they didn't play well. Maybe it was back in the Philly series, I don't even remember, but there was a game, Joe Mazzulla was talking after the game, they wanted it too bad, and that sort of led to some of the poor play. Maybe you'll get that from the Heat tonight, and the Celtics will catch a break. The Gabe Vincent injury. Now, he's expected to play tonight. How does that ankle affect him? I mean, the guy's been shooting, what, 50% from three? Something stupid. He's been stupid good. That was a big thing. And I think the Celtics were winning game five, whether or not he played. But that's a big thing. Even if he plays, even if he's moving okay, is the lift on his jumper, does that work out? Is that a little bit off? Does that feel a little bit different for him on a bad ankle with a shot, with it wrapped? All it takes a little something to throw you off and to get you off your rhythm or out of your spot, or out of your game. Like, I wonder how that affects Miami and their approach. Even though that guy that came in the other day, what was his name? Highsmith, he couldn't miss. The Celtics are going to have to play defense. It starts there. It starts with their defense. It continues with their turnovers. but it starts with the defense. And if you play defense, you create turnovers, and then you can find a way, even if you are turning the ball over a little bit, to create turnovers, and then you'll win that turnover battle, which the Celtics, if they do that, they're really good. They're 8-0. I think if they hold their opponents in the playoffs to under 106 points, defense, 8-0 in that situation. So it's right there for them. They have the edge. They have the momentum. They're better. They're healthier. I said it before game four. I said all you have to do in game four is just win one game, one time, just win one. Then all you have to do in game five is win one home game, just one. Now it's game six. Now all you have to do is just win one game with Miami feeling a lot of pressure. And you're better than them, and you're healthier. Can you just win one game with Miami feeling a ton of pressure, and you're better and healthier? I don't think that's asking too much. And if they do that, then we can start opening different doors and talking about different things regarding what Game 7 would mean. And it would mean a lot. Then you could talk about history. The pressure would shift in a variety of ways. That would be fascinating. But it starts with tonight, and they've got to get it done tonight. And they've got to start fast tonight to put themselves in the best position possible to have a good outcome. Yes, Tatum. I think Tatum, if he can start fast, that will settle everyone down. But he can't, even if he starts fast, he's got to continue it into the fourth. Jaylen Brown, this would be a really nice time to have a signature game in this series, which has not happened. He's had some moments. You know, he showed up. Obviously, he didn't suck in game five. But how about a signature game? How about 30? How about 38? I love that. And this is the time. He's dealing with injuries. I get it. But, I mean, this is what it is. You're playing every other day, long into the spring, hard, grueling, intense games. He knows that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number if you want to get in on this. We could talk a little bit about the Patriots, too. That's on the table. Red Sox, Chris Sale, another strong performance. They get the win last night. Should the Patriots be in on DeAndre Hopkins? I have questions, and I'm not sure. Game six tonight. Cannot wait for game six. I can't wait for the environment, the atmosphere, and just to see how it starts. For me, this playoff run and these playoff games the Celtics play, it's like Sunday Night Football, Patriots versus a marquee team every other night.
Amen.
I can't wait for this.
Amen.
I love this. Game six tonight, history. Listen, Stiz, they've played other, obviously in the last 20 years, we've seen a bunch of big games. I mean, we've seen a bunch of big game sixes, a bunch of big games. For some reason, this one feels a little different. Not bigger, just a little different. And maybe it's the 3-0 thing.
I think I think that has a lot to do with it, for sure.
We're fascinated by this. Can they do it? Can they bring it back around and get to a game seven? And we'll see what happens. This one feels a little different for some reason. They were so dead. They've turned it around. Two straight wins. Butler, the Heat, all these different things converging. Feels a little different tonight. 617-779-7937. I'm Mark Dondero with you here on WEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Mark Dondero on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here on WEEI, Mark. With you till about 6:10. We get set for game six of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Celtics at Heat, and I was just saying to Stiz, it sounds and feels a little different. It just does. To me, it does. It feels different. It feels bigger. It feels tense. It feels... I'm just fascinated by the way both teams are going to respond in this situation. When you combine the history both teams have with the stakes that have been put in place based on the 3-0 lead, based on the last two games, I cannot wait to see how it starts, who rises up, which teams have which game plans in place and how they execute them, all of the above. And that's just from an unbiased perspective. I'm biased. I'm rooting for a team. I'm watching with the color glass. I want to see the team I'm rooting for play well. Let's see if that happens. Let's see how the Heat approach the game. There's so many different angles in this game that are going to be on display tonight. Let's talk to Rob in the car on the Celtics in their backs against the wall. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys.
Robbo!
Here's my prediction, okay? Game six.
Yeah, let's have
If the Celtics get out to a hot start, they can blow the doors off of them. If the game's close, the coaching will be the ultimate decider of who's going to win. Game seven, all the chips on the line. It comes down to execution and coaching, and I don't think the Celtics can see it all the way through. It's a great story. It's going to sound great. They win game six. They run away with it. They lose game seven. And it'll be something down the stretch where we can point the finger at Missoula and say, we shoulda, coulda, woulda, and things will change next year. So my prediction, they win game six. The story leading up to game seven is like the 0-4 Red Sox. Game seven will not end the same way. Missoula gets fired at the end of the season.
All right, thanks for the call, Rob. I think you brought up an interesting point. Two things based on what you just said to me. That would be very Celtics, I guess, to lose game seven. Is that what you're alluding to? They're going to find a way to win game six and lose game seven?
Yeah, that's a hot take.
Listen, I'm not ready or prepared to deal with or handle those emotions right now. I don't need to worry about that because I have to win game six just to get to a game seven. But, yes, I do think it's possible. I don't think, based on this Celtics team especially, that if they find a way to win game six, it's just a foregone conclusion. I would pick them. I would expect them to win game seven. But, you know, and listen, the Celtics have backed it up. 50 for Tatum in game seven against Philly. They blew out the Bucks in game seven last year in that really tight series at home. So they get it at home again. It's just, you know, Jimmy Butler, the Heat, the history, all those things would come into play, and it would not shock me if the Celtics found a way to do that, okay? The Joe Mazzulla thing is interesting. And here's what I think. I believe that he saved his job. That's what I believe he did with these last two games. Why? Because it looks like the players are buying into him. It looks like and the biggest reason that I thought his job should have maybe been, I don't know, in jeopardy is because of what Marcus Smart said after game, whatever it was, game six in Philly. I thought those comments were damning. Unbelievably damning. And he couldn't, I mean, that's as bad as it gets in terms of what one of your leaders has to say about the coach. So that really disappointed me to hear that. And then to go out and start this series the way it started, that combination really disappointed, put me in a bad spot. Okay, so I thought he was losing his job when they went down 3-0. I thought you had no choice. Based on those comments and how they self-destructed, I thought you had no choice. I think he has saved his job. Now, does that mean, again, and I alluded to this earlier, we should start celebrating the Celtics and how they've been playing just because they've won these two games? Not necessarily. They never should have been in this position. You know, that game the other night should have been a coronation and a closeout game for the Celtics, in my mind. That's what it felt like to me. And then I had to remind myself, oh, wait, they're still down 3-2. The odds are still against them. All it takes, two games to go, all it takes is one guy, one schmuck, to get hot, to find a rhythm. Maybe you get into foul trouble. One of your key guys gets out of rhythm. He doesn't even have to get foul out. He could just get out of rhythm. Two quick fouls on Tatum. out of rhythm. That's all it takes. This is the fire you're playing with. But again, the ultimate fire that you're playing with has been the inability to thrive in close games all year long. And I think it is going to come down to that tonight. This will be the test. And I don't know what they do in practice. I don't know what they're working on daily. Do they try to put themselves in those situations to get better? Didn't really look like it all year long. Now, Jason Tatum, again, did show up. Did show up in game six. I give that guy a ton of credit. But I don't know. Every game is different. I wonder the game six thing, and I don't want to pour water on it at all because it was such a good performance. But game six, what Tatum did in the fourth quarter, I wonder if he was able to do that because he was so pathetic all game long. And at that point, it was just, you know what? F it. I've been so bad. It can't get any worse. I'm just going to let it fly. The season's on the line. Everyone's looking and counting on me. It can't get any worse. Just let it fly and hope it works out. That is maybe why he was able to turn it around and have that success. It was so bad. It was pathetically bad. I mean, historically bad. How much he was struggling in that game. 0 for 14, whatever he was. Disgusting. That was even after the game, I had zero fun. It was a treacherous journey through that game. And he still found a way to get it done, and I give him credit for that. But he could have a situation tonight where he needs to come through late, and it might be a different circumstance. Can he come through late if he's been playing well all game? Maybe he can. He has before. Can he do it again? It has to happen now. And I can't wait to see how the Heat attack this game. Coach Spo, everybody talking about he's the best coach in the league, and he might be. Probably is. How does he attack this game? Will he be the difference? Will Joe Mazzulla get completely outcoached in this spot, which will not allow the Celtics to find a position to be in late where they can win it? I don't know. It starts with defense, and then it goes to Tatum. You want to look at something? That's what I'd be looking at first and foremost. 617-779-7937. You can let me know what you think. You can tell me your fears. What are you worried about? I just told you what I'm worried about. It's that late game situation. And I hate it. I shouldn't even be talking about it, but I have to. It makes me feel better. It's being down three with 147 to go. That is my biggest fear for this team. Right there. Feel free to at me if it comes to that. I hope it doesn't. I hope it's game five again. I hope they can get a lead. I hope that they can find a way to play on their terms. You used to always hear Tom Brady talking about playing on their terms. The Celtics playing on their terms is the shots falling and having a lead. Now, you can say that for a lot of teams, but especially the Celtics. That's what I hope that happens. I hope that happens. And I hope they're top guys. I think, you know what else would be the best thing to see tonight? We talk about the defense. We talk about Tatum, and Tatum's involved in what I'm about to say. But there's one other combination of things that could happen that would be extremely well-timed if it came to fruition tonight. And I feel like we haven't seen it in a while. We haven't seen it in this series. But boy, if it could emerge tonight and show up, would it be perfect? I'm going to tell you what that is when we get back. 617-779-7937. I'm Mark Dondero with you here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.